The breaking news is that our newsroom got a hold of a video that Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders made, and the basic message to his police officers was that there should be no sign in your body of marijuana use when you report for duty, and that marijuana would be present in your system on some level for 28 days. So you cannot, as a police officer in the City of Toronto, going forward once marijuana is legalized, have marijuana in your system when you report for duty. Effectively, I guess they're just saying you can't smoke marijuana, even if it is legal, if you're a Toronto City police officer. Join me to talk about this, criminal defense lawyer from CrimLawCanada.com, Ed Prucci. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. So many questions.
The first one being, is it? Do you think that going forward they'll be able to say to police officers, we're also telling you what you can and cannot do when you're off duty?
Well, I mean, clearly they are telling you what you can and cannot do while you're off duty as a police officer. I don't think that in and of itself is too surprising. And I think, you know, any police officer would tell you that's basically the situation already. I mean, we've seen a number of police officers get into trouble for conduct that happens off duty. I mean, being a cop is not the kind of job that you can just put away when the badge is, at headquarters and your gun is safely stored. You're a cop all the time. And so there's all sorts of reputational issues, leaving aside the fact that you could be called in at any moment and asked to respond to some sort of emergency. So you sort of have to be, you know, ready to go and more or less on call. But what it does recognize very explicitly is the current state of the science telling us that marijuana is not like alcohol, for example, where we don't tell police officers, look, never get drunk because we might have to call you in on an hour's notice. You can go out on a binge drinking. Obviously, you shouldn't be driving. And obviously, you know, you keep the reputation of the force paramount in your head. So don't go out doing something stupid while you're drunk. But if you want to be drinking at a bar or at home, go ahead and do that. And in, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours, you'll sober up and be ready to come back to work. The issue is that with marijuana, the science tells us it can be in the system for a very lengthy period of time. And in particular, this release suggests that the science they're looking at says 28 days. So they don't want police officers to be on the substance because they're not going to be able to distinguish between an officer who's currently impaired and therefore not in a position to be on active duty and an officer who's just been smoking regularly, whether that was a week or two or even 3 weeks ago. But that begs the question to me, if that's true for police officers, that's true for all the rest of us too. And so when they pull me over for impaired driving, for example, and conduct whatever magic saliva test is now approved that they're going to conduct, and it comes back saying, hey, you've blown the level of THC, the number of nanograms that are available in your system, well, the police memo's own note says, yeah, but that could have been 28 days ago. Am I impaired now? So it's very difficult for them to make this policy and yet still stand by the policies and the laws that apply to all the rest of us.
Yeah, well, immediately when I heard that the police officers in Toronto cannot have any marijuana in their system when they report for duty, that it takes 28 days to clear the system, I thought of pilots, truck drivers, and then as I was making my little list, I realized, as you said, well, guys, people with a driver's license.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a really, really broad spectrum of people, and it's going to be very difficult to deal with. What I wonder is, what is the current policy from Toronto Police or others with respect to medicinal marijuana, for example? This policy that News Talk has the exclusive on right now, we're chatting about, seems to relate only to the recreational use. So there likely are already our officers who are prescribed marijuana for pain management, for anxiety, for who knows what. Are those frontline police officers who are also given a badge and a gun? I mean, I'm sure, at least I hope, that there already exists a requirement that they not be intoxicated or high at the time that they're on duty. But how does one distinguish then? Is it just a trust-based scenario where, you know, when are you taking your medication? Is it getting you high? What's the level of THC with the particular medication that you're taking? And I don't think marijuana should be treated any differently than any other meds, you know, prescription over-the-counter medication, whatever the case may be, that an officer has to take. You have to take it for medical reasons, great, but if it impacts your ability to make decisions, if it impacts your ability to respond and do the job, then we've got a problem.
Yeah, well, we may have a problem anyway. And what I meant by my question at the beginning, and I've got about 30 seconds left here, when I said I don't know that this will last, is I don't think we can function, as you and I've been pointing out, as a society, if we say that you can't do nearly anything within 28 days of where you smoke marijuana, then we might as well just go back to making it illegal.
well, you know, we may have a legal substance that is almost impossible to use legally in the context of day-to-day life. And that's a real challenge. And I think the only thing that's going to help us answer that challenge, if anything at all, is just more research. We need the science to tell us, when am I actually impaired and when am I not? And those are answers scientists still haven't been able to give us.
Ed Prucci from CrimLawCanada.com, our legal analyst. Always good to have you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.